All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy coming in here tonight with a Shepherd's Call. I'm glad to have you in here tonight aboard with us. We've got a great program, part six of Digital Time Codes. We just can't break the habit of the revelation of Digital Time Codes. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Strike petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, cause I'm a lamb. Bye, 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 bye ba, ba, we're lambs. Ba, 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 we're lambs. Ba, 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 we're lambs. Oh, ba, 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 we're lambs. Ba, 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 we're lambs. Ba, 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 we're lambs. He's got a pack of lambs to know, and Rob is going to steal from his hand. Ba, 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 we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sumerians, that's an older civilization. We're going back in time. We're going to pick up the identity of where we left off Saturday night, a Planet X, some of the mysterious wonders of the heavens. Now, in the book of Luke, in chapter 21, verse 11, we'll build a gestalt there. It would be helpful if you went there. It talks about the end times, fearful signs in the heavens. We're going to look at the possibility of there being more planets than what man has discovered. We think just because here in 2010, in this modern age, we've only discovered 9 planets, that's it. There's no more. And yet, the vast heavens and the rogue wandering stars. That's what we're going to talk about, the wandering stars. Now, the Bible talks about stars falling from heaven. Do you literally mean that these stars, these are suns? Now, star is nothing but a distant sun. Our nearest sun is 93 million miles approximately from us, very close relatively. In proximity to the nature of the deep space. But then we go across galaxies and galaxies and galaxies. But in our solar system, at the point of crossing that we talked about at the appointed time, the ancients wrote of it, the Sumerians saw it, the Russians photographed it, and NASA announced it in 1984. They retracted it because there was a lot of uproar and concern. But after eons, we know that, as it was seen by the Samaritans, cataloged, placed in the heavens, we know its orbit by the ancient ones who kept detailed astrological records. And the series of the Chronicle series by Zachariah Sitchin, I'm not advocating him as a master author or knowledge, but he did do some work on the plates that revealed these things, and he just wrote it down what he interpreted it to say. And he says that there is a dreaded planet We're going to call it Planet X. And isn't it ironic that at the point of crossing, the cross mark, the X, marks the spot in 20 and 12, December the 21st, December the winter solstice. That it marks very plainly at the elliptic plane of the center. The sun is reaching in Sagittarius. It's reaching its midpoint on that date. Now, just below it is a unusual astrological happening in the heavens, a giant black hole. Now, I don't know whether the timing of this means anything or not, but the way I read the Bible, it tells me that something spectacular could happen. Now, it may not be in such a way that it may not even occur to you. The Bible says this is going to come up on you unaware. Not many people are going to listen to the end time scenarios. Luke 21:11 tells about great fearful signs in the heavens. Now, what they say, now these are the ancient ones that wrote about this, that it caused earthquakes, it caused volcanoes to rip open beneath the earth, it unleashed massive tsunamis, and there is proof that the earth's axis flipped in the past when this passing. And it's a 36-year cycle plane of orbit. And it comes in to our solar system every 3,600 years. And by just counting, basically. That's what the Mayans did. The long count of 5,120 years. Well, it just so happened that there was a curse put upon Israel for their disobedience, and it reached a period of 7 times 7. Now, if we are entering what is called the New Age of Aquarius, we're close. One age ebbs out and one comes in slowly through the heavens as the astrological signs move slowly in the heavens because it's a giant expanse. And if this happens, and we have a reversal of poles, the earth will shift, and if all goes well, it will start rotating in a different direction. Now, what does that mean? Could it mean that the last time that we had a trigger mechanism or a polar shift, that the ones that were wired up in their DNA digital cycle codes. Now we're talking about the time that this happened, ancient ones, and there's nothing new under the sun for what is to be has already been, that they waxed evil and eviler, and as it was in the days of Noah, and Yahweh shifted the spin, and it affected, mightily affected, the ancient ones. We begin to digress. We begin to lose the spiritual meaning. And, for the last 2,000 years or more, well, let's say the last 5,000 years, we seem like we have been involved in materialistic gain. We're trying to build the world back. And then when we do, we have a tendency, like a person that has worked hard all his life and he's saved for his future, and then at a certain point he quits thinking he's got a leg up on everything. He takes his ease and he rests and he thinks he's got it made. Our planet, meaning that the Earth's axis pushed Africa to the pole and Antarctica moved up to what we call the equator, and it even stopped our planet from rotating, let's say. Or worse, it peeled off the Earth's crust and it tore our planet to bits. there is evidence that we crashed at one time with another large body, and the earth in its present form was formed. And the rest swept out into the deep. Now, I told you that I believe that the demon planet, I'm going to call it a demon planet, just for your listening and for your understanding. It's a place where the book of Revelations, chapter 21. Now, before I get to 21, let me take you again back to Revelations chapter 12. And we will talk about the war that commenced there. And we've talked about Satan being bound and put on a wayward planet. The Bible said he was taken out to the deep and let go onto what we call a demon planet. I'm going to call this a demon planet, the place where Satan resides. And you say, well, you know, he's not real. He's just a figment of our imagination. And the Bible is just a case of, well, metaphors. In the analogies of Satan, he's not real. It's just us. Well, if there's no such person as Satan, if he did not father children here, then we shouldn't have any problem. We should all be perfectly imaged in Adam. But something caused Adam to digress or to fall or to fade away. I'm talking about his offspring. And these are a series of curses that were put on the children of Israel for their disobedience. We were given a chance, as long as we obeyed him. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 would tell you that it's a book of blessings and cursing. And it tells us in Deuteronomy 27 how that those blessings and cursings affected everyone. Well, if we are in what is called a time that the demon planet is supposed to come back by. In other words, every 3,600 years in the rotation, the Satan, or the planet that he resides on, which actually wreaks havoc on our planet because of the perturbation and the movement and the gravity pulls and the effects of another large body. And sometimes if these planets are big enough, we get captured in their orbit and we're forever linked to them. It's like lodestone. If they're enough magnetic pull in the core, it affects us terribly. And our system is a magnetic cord electric body. And to disturb that, and science has long, talking about the perturbations, they know that there's something laying outside the distant planet of Pluto. They know that. Because there's a disturbance, a field of energy. They can't locate the planet. Now remember, we didn't discover our father's planet. We didn't discover it until the 30s. And there's been some bodies discovered, moons and satellites and things of this nature. But there's never been a significant find as related to a planet. Well, the 10th planet, again, 10 marks X. And it's almost like somebody's programmed this code into our awakening or into our thinking or in our ability to think. We can only think through our ability of what we've been given. And here is this demon planet, if you can figure this out, that this demon planet that Satan was bound on, the angelic forces, the mighty ones, the intelligent beings, some call them angels and some call them gods and things. I just believe it's our big brothers. I think they've been around for a long time. They're known as watchers. And it's due to come back. Fearful sign. This is going to be the granddaddy of fear. Because we're going to be told the truth. I believe that's what they're hiding from us right now. Now, this planet, or its other names. They call it Nibiru. The ancients called it Nibiru. Some of them called it Marduk, and others called it the Ottawa Object, or Vulcan, or Trans-Pluto, beyond Pluto. But most people prefer X, just planet X, to be more precise, and I think it fits. Planet X is supposedly the 11th planet of our solar system. It could be as big as many Earths, or it could dwarf perhaps even hundreds of times. And some people think that X is not a planet at all, a dwarf. Now, that's a star that has lost all of its energy. It's a massive ball of dust and gas that almost succeeded in becoming a star. Planet X has something that no other planet has. It has a huge orbit, and its orbit around the sun lasts 3,600 years. Most of the time, it is, in relationship to our star, far off and invisible to the naked eye. And coming from the southern hemisphere, it's invisible to most of the most advanced telescopes right about this time. But there will be a time comes when it swings close past the sun, it will start disrupting everything that it encounters, if it does exist, and it comes every 3,600 years, like the ancients told us, the Sumerians and others, written on history. History, they wrote the history of the flood. They told about Adam and the garden. So, they had something going. They knew something. And they identified 12 planets. Well, Joseph identified 12 planets in the Bible. Did he know something that we didn't know? We know he was an advanced astronomer because he had a star book according to the book of Jasher. He had a star book, and he gave it to Benjamin at last to reveal himself. He told Benjamin to look in the book and see if he could find his brother. And immediately, when he had access to the book and the knowledge it contained, he looked over at Joseph and he said, "You're my brother." He found his lost brother through the star book. Ain't that incredible? Has Joseph got a planet? Is it the master birthright planet? Is there a planet that the gods reside on outside Earth? Well, if it does come in, it could be somewhere right now in the outer regions of the solar system, still invisible to our telescopes. But in the spring of 2012, it could become visible. It could suddenly make its appearance. And I've talked about the government spending money like it's going on. Something's going on. All of these things that's happening on the earth. Storms, just like in Arkansas. In all places, at the Albert Pike Recreational Area in close to Little Rock, I think a little west of Little Rock, they got over 8 inches in an hour. That is a torrential downpour. Well, we just had an earthquake here this week, 7.5. We've had an oil disaster. It's pumping literally, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. We don't understand the magnitude of what's going on. We're only told part of this. There's millions of gallons of oil being deposited from the Earth's core, shooting up at a force of almost 70,000 pounds per square inch. I mean, shooting up real, real hard out of from under the surface. And our most advanced scientists are trying to put a cap on it, to try to plug it. They're feverishly drilling another well. It's going to take another month before they'll even have a hole punched into this other area where they can capture the oil or relieve the pressure. And it may not even do that. It may even rupture another hole, and they might not be able to cap. What if that happens? Is it prophetic that the Bible said everything, living thing in the sea died? It's possible. I mean, the Bible speaks of it. Are people for greed, like I've suggested in the Digital Time Code series, that they're destroying this earth for the love of money, and the love of money is the root of all evil? And did Yahweh and his angels know at a precise time? And the ancients were given information because it's done come by in their generation. They wrote about it in their history. And yet today we are immune. We don't think that's going to happen. We could learn a lot from those dummies of the past. And if we want to know where we're going, look where we've been, for heaven's sake. Because this is just a vicious cycle. Nothing new under the sun. What is to be has already been. We could learn from this if we could just accept and lose the carnal mind and get spiritually. Now, when it makes its appearance, it will reach the inner regions of the solar system, disturbing the eclipse of the planets and bombarding us with comets, debris trail in its wake, electric disturbances. And just so happens that in 2012, the sun cycle will be at its highest peak, and there will be magnetic disturbances from that. Well, if the perturbations of indications that there's something beyond Pluto, another large body affecting and the perturbing of the planets, that's how they measure. That's how they knew that this was out there. They know it's out there. And if it does come in every 3,600 years, and it does orbit past within and our planet, is it true that the sun could be dark for 3 days, or the moon would not shine for 3 days, and it would wreak havoc? The oceans would be pulled out of their beds with magnetic pull, great tidal waves, tsunamis, earthquakes, famines, and pestilence. Are we in the beginning of those things? Like it says in the Bible of Luke 21:11. Well, if nothing happens in 2012, and it's just an ill-omened rumor, and the tablets of clay that was uncovered in the Middle East are not as they say, which I truly doubt, there has to be something out there. I believe we're going to find that our solar system, Earth, Saturn, and Jupiter, as well as all the other planets that we know today, but aren't there supposed to be 9 planets? The clay tablet displays 11. The 10th one could be the moon or the newly discovered mini planet, Sedna. But that still leaves you with one planet and too many. Next, the astronomers from the 1840s until deep into the 1980s, astronomy was haunted by a strange mystery. Something was not right with the orbits of the other planets. Something really heavy seemed to be tugging at the outer planets, Uranus and Neptune. And certain asteroids felt the mysterious pull too, because they could see the perturbations that this affecting and tugging and pulling by something that had to be enormous. Many astronomers assumed on several planets, even, that this is how Planet X got its name. The term X comes from the early 20th century astronomer Percival Lowell, best known for his studies of the canals on Mars. But eventually, in the mid-80s, listen to this now, and 90s, the riddle was solved. There appeared to be no mystery and planet involved at all. And neither is there some mysterious force pulling on Neptune's orbit. The astronomers simply had their orbit calculations wrong. But with better techniques, it all added up. By now, no serious astronomer believes in Planet X anymore, and so they have given up on Planet X. But in Russia, it was found. The two suns. Now, if our sun, and then there's a distant sun orbiting our sun, and it was filmed at this particular time when it was in alignment. And there it is. It's about 10 minutes of raw footage that you can just go to YouTube and you can pull it up and look at it. There it is. They can't explain it. Early Sumerian religion, they had a lot of stories to tell, just like we do today. Talked about a family quarrel between two gods. Isn't that strange? Doesn't our Bible talk about a family quarrel between two gods? The God of the heavens and the God of the earth? And the God of the heaven won and took the God of the earth and bound him and put him into a planet wayward in the deep, and yet he wants to come home? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there's something going on here. Planet X is the new kid on the solar block. And if it does exist, according to NASA scientists, the Earth will stand still for, listen to this now, NASA. It would stand still for about 3 days, and in 1 hour, it would rotate a full 90 degrees. The geographical pole shift, during which time winds would be on Earth at an average of 200 to 300 miles per hour. Every volcano on Earth would erupt, and of course, there would be many earthquakes, and 2/3 of Earth's population would die in 1 hour. Well, ladies and gentlemen, is that what's prescribed in the Bible? Does it say that a lot of the people on Earth are going to die at a particular time? Does the government desire a lessening of a population? We're overpopulating our planet. We're doing a lot of things that are detrimental to our health or our futures. And by the way, talking about futures, it's just out today in a new poll with the new census. It's been announced that births of minorities are now 50% of the world's population. In other words, 50% of the minorities are now fast gaining into be future majorities. By 2011, America's going to change from its majority-minority status. We're going to drastically be affected by the birth rate of the census, and it's describing that we are in what is called a biblical holocaust, a genetic holocaust. Now, what if we had volcanoes and earthquakes and winds and waves of the sea roaring, like the Bible said, in a time of trouble, fearful signs in the heavens? Wouldn't this fit the background of a Planet X, or the wayward planet that the ancients spoke of, that today our government denies? They acknowledged it at one time in 84, but then they reversed their announcement, just like they did in 1984. a 47 in New Mexico, where they said that they had captured a flying disc with aliens aboard, and then retracted that and said it was a weather balloon. Hey, see, we've got some problems here. Credibility. You can't trust your own government. If Planet X is a runaway wrecking ball, wrecking havoc in our solar system, and ancient Sumerian texts indicate that the Earth was struck by a large planet or moved into its present orbit and created the moon and the asteroid belt, which is written by Zachary Sitchin in his development of understanding of what happened based on the ancient predictions. You can learn a lot from people that lived, that left you a record, because probably a lot of that was accurate. Today, when the government tells you something, you better take it with a grain of salt. It just may not be they claim national security. Or if they say, well, we don't want to excite the people of the earth. We're so fearful and superstitious. Well, don't you think we got a lot to be fearful about? And the Bible itself says, and you can believe the Bible, I believe, in Luke 21:11, that there will be fearful signs in the heaven. According to Robert Temple in the Cyrus Mystery, I read that book several years ago, the Dagon tribe in Timbuktu, that's in Africa, they call this planet the egg of the world. And they say it's our origin of all things, including us. They say that this planet is the center of all things, and without its movement, no other star would hold its course. They say it is made of a heavy metallic compound called Salaga. The Samaritans wrote that this planetary god Nibiru remade our solar system and remakes the earth on its near passages to change or wreak havoc. Isn't that what Satan's all about? To come, steal, kill, and destroy. He's going to steal in, like in the middle of the night, he's going to come as a thief. You say, no, that's the Messiah. He's coming as a thief. Well, what about Satan? Didn't the Messiah say that at his coming, he's going to come in unaware, going to come in peacefully, he's going to be accepted as norm? And Yahweh, when he comes, he's going to be the exception, that the kings of the earth are going to be convinced by the fallen ones, the fallen stars, the angels, the intelligent ones, that they're going to convince the world through political agendas of disinformation that this other warlike people that lives in the heavens who are coming to earth in search of them, because they've been warned with them for several thousand years, which would be true. All of it's true. My God. We're going to have to face the truth. Finally, we're going to have to believe that we're not alone. Number two, that somebody out there is pissed at each other, and there's a war going on, and we are who they're fighting about. And the last climactic end, war to end all wars, the mother of all wars, will be right here on planet Earth, between the good guys and the bad guys. Sitchin wrote in Divine Encounters, if you've ever read his book, about the planet where Yahweh, the Creator, resides, and which is referred to in the Bible as Olam, the plural of Olam. The meaning Olam in the ancient world was a measure of really a long time, specifically related to the span between the periodic disappearance and appearance of the planet Marduk, or Nibiru, on its vast 3,600-year elliptic orbit. The domain of Olam was described as a kingdom which encompasses many worlds. And according to Robert Temple, these Dagons were caught unaware when these ancient ones came down, and they wrote that this planetary god, Nibiru, remade our solar system and remakes the Earth on its near passages. According to the 12th planet's periodic appearance and disappearance from Earth's view, confirms the assumption of its permanence in orbit. It's the center of all things, and without its movement, no other star could hold its course. They say it is made of heavy metallic compound. And it's going to affect, it's like a balancing ball. As it hung in the heavens precariously out there. Everything is on a mechanism. Some intelligent being. Listen to this. March 16th, 1999, there was an announcement by NASA at the 30th Lunar and Planetary Science Conference in Houston of the theory of the origin of Earth's moon as a catastrophic collision with a Mars-sized planet that no longer is within our solar system that we know of. So then, March 16th, 1999, NASA acknowledged that our moon was a part of the collision process of a giant body that is no longer visible. Hubble's recent discovery of 18, now this was at last count, stars and numerous Jupiter-sized planets, last count 9, with highly elliptical and retrograde counterclockwise orbits. Some orbits are now understood to be quite the norm in nearly or nearby solar systems, although they are considered peculiar in our own. The 1994 announcement by NASA of a 1-mile-wide moon orbiting the 33-mile-wide asteroid Ida, which follows the expectation that if a planetary body in this solar system exploded or collided, the debris would be gravitationally bound in orbits around a primary body. The discovery of water and atmosphere and perhaps previous life on Mars is now history. We're proving many things. We're not alone. We're coming up on a time when there are going to be fearful signs in heaven according to Luke 21:11. And we're going to get the real story here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we've just been humming along thinking that we are in control. We know more. The digital time codes, the DNA processing, the frequency, it just so might happen that at the time of the crossing, we have these great magnetic upheavals. I'm predicting that's when the DNA code will explode within a few. That all who were pre-stamped, if you will, into their DNA, that this magnetic force will unleash the full potential of understanding of where we have been bound by demonic DNA muster codes, meaning somebody come and tampered, turned our frequency down or reversed it, that we can't think to the capacity it takes to please Yahweh. But when the change comes, this is going to be the change that will explode the spiritual knowledge within a selected few. Yahweh knows them that are His. Have we been purposely dumbed down by this gravitational pull, or this perturbation, if you will, disturbance of our minds, that we now can't think or see clearly? We see darkenedly. Isn't that what the Bible says? But there's coming a day when there's going to be an electrical current that'll send shockwaves throughout the world. And those who are aligned to a DNA upgrade, it'd be just like you getting a brand new computer that will make your old one look like, you know, that you were standing still. Knowledge will increase at such a... I'm talking about spiritual knowledge. I ain't talking about carnal knowledge, because we know that the people, the wise of the world, the carnal, they will wax... I mean, they're already smarter than you are 10 times or 20 times or 100 times over. It's the sheep that are asleep. Romans tells you in 11, and 11 is the master code here. We've talked about the magic of 11. In addition, Newsweek covered the story of Planet X on June 28, 1982, 2 years before the announcement of NASA, in an article entitled, "Does the Sun Have a Dark Companion?" The article implied that a tenth planet actually orbits a two-sun binary star system, but we cannot see the other sun because it is a dark star. A dark companion. What if, all of a sudden, Yahweh turned the lights back on in this demonic planet, and it starts shining in the heavens, and we are announcing, the government announces they've made contact with intelligent life. Boy, and when they say intelligent, they're not going to miss their mark, because Satan and his angels are wise old beings. They've been bound in a deep planetary orbit, but it's coming back into our solar system, and then Satan will appear, and he'll planet hop one more time back to Earth, and he'll set up his kingdom, and Mr. Hagee will get his book published again. They're going to build the temple. I could name 10 false prophets right now that all the world thinks that they're right, but if I did, you'd think that I was jealous or envious. I am not jealous or envious of any of these lying dogs. Well, yeah, they have a way that seems right, but in reality, it's going to be proven that only a few with a master code of DNA, when everybody will come up to speed, I can't wait for that day. I just can't wait. Yahweh, bring it. Yahweh, bring it. Even so, come, Yahweh, and announce that this dark companion could produce the unseen force that seems to tug at Uranus and Neptune, speeding them up at one point in their orbits and holding them back as they pass. That's how they've measured that there's something out there. The best bet is a dark star orbiting at least 50 billion miles beyond Pluto. It's most likely either a brown dwarf or a neutron star. Others suggest it's a 10th planet, since a companion star would tug at the other planets. And therefore, the Washington Post covered the story of Planet X on the front page in December 31, 1983, called Mystery Heavenly Body Discovered. The government downplayed it. Now, if they told you the truth, that it's coming, it's going to wreak havoc. When you want to get underground, when you want to hide, if you had the ability to print money, when you print it like it's going out of stock, because who in the hell cares? When this happens, when it comes up on Earth unaware, when the victims of Earth themselves, who are caught unprepared, the Bible said, be y'all so ready, a heavenly body, possibly as large as the giant planet Jupiter, and possibly so close to Earth that it would be part of the solar system, has been found in the direction of the constellation of Orion. Isn't that what I've been preaching about? for the last 6 hours? In the Milky Way, Orion, December the 31st on the winter solstice, a time astrological mark. I remember it could be 100 or 2 years before you could see the effects as the gravitational astrological calendar travels through space. It's so vast. But if you see the sign, and that's what the Bible said, you shall see the sign of the coming of the Son of Man. The sign. Did the anxious know this? A heavenly body, large as possibly Jupiter, been confirmed in the constellation of Orion by an orbiting telescope aboard the U.S. Infrared Astronomical Satellite? All I can tell you is that we don't know what it is, said Gerald Neuenberger, chief IRAS scientist. We don't know what it is. 1983. The article went on to explain that this mysterious object has never been seen by optical telescopes on Earth or in space, but its infrared heat signature was detected twice by the IRAS as it scanned the northern sky between January and November of 1983. The second infrared observation of the body, which is so cold that it casts no light, listen to that. Is this not the demonic planet that Satan would be on? There's no light there. Isn't that what hell's all about? Isn't it a darkness that is above the Egyptian curse? That the darkness was so thick you could feel it? On this foreboding planet, the angelic beings that are bound in chains of darkness reserved for the great day, and it's approaching in your day and your time, and you want to go on eating, drinking, and being merry? You wouldn't think about being baptized in the name of Yahweh? You wouldn't think about repenting? You wouldn't think about keeping the festivals? You wouldn't think about brotherhood? You wouldn't think about praying and fasting? Nothing in your carnal mind could convince you? Astronomers suggest that it was a giant gaseous planet as large as Jupiter, so close that it would be the nearest heavenly body to Earth beyond the outermost planet Pluto, and could make it part of our solar system. This article explained that it had been some speculation that the object might be moving toward Earth. However, Caltech's Neuenberger was careful to douse the ideal with as much cold water as he could. He pronounced with certainty that this object is nothing as relating to incoming mail. Shrouded by the sun's light, mysterious tugging of the orbit, U.S. News and World Report, September the 10th, 1984, published an article called Planet X. It's really out there. It's a celestial nightmare in our neighborhood. Last year, the infrared astronomical satellite, IRAS, circling in a polar orbit 560 miles from the Earth, detected heat from an object about 50 billion miles away that is now the subject of intense speculation. Why has it got us so quiet about it? Could it be coming our way? Would it wreak havoc? Would they want to tell you? Hell no, they ain't going to tell you. For instance, in October 23, 1996, the AP Associated Press article entitled New Rebel Planet Found Outside the Solar System disclosed the following: the new planet that breaks all the rules about how and where planets form and has been identified in orbit of a twin star 70 light years from the Earth in a constellation commonly known as a Northern Cross. Oh, my heaven. The new planet has a roller coaster-like orbit that swoops down close to its central star and then swings far out into the frigid fringes, following a strange egg-shaped orbit, just like the doggone said, about this star that was formed in the constellation of Orion, mentioned, by the way, in the Bible. Job 35. Or Job 38. It's there. We can't deny it. Well, my time is coming gone far too long. It's gone. I love to get into the meat of this thing and explain, or to make it as serious as I can, that we are in the time of fearful things to be seen in heaven. Don't be alarmed when they tell you that they have contacted life in space. It's coming. Satan and his warriors are coming back to Earth peacefully. They're going to be accepted by the kings of the Earth. That means your U.S. government. That means your Russian government. That means your English government. Whatever. France, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Norway, Denmark, wherever. They're going to accept these intelligent beings with wide open arms. We're going to be elated that finally Daddy, Papa, has come home. And his children are so glad, those whose names are not on the Lamb's Book. Now, the Lamb's Book people are going to be very disappointed. I got news for you. Satan knows who you are. He's already spiritually waging war with you. But wait till he physically gets here. You want to know why they're building concentration camps? You're going to be slave labor. You're going to work with these idiots. You've been a slave to them for 5,000 years or longer. I wish I could go on and get into this. I just don't want to quit here tonight. But I'll be back tomorrow night. Maybe I'll talk a little bit more about this. I don't know. Whatever Yahweh wants me to do. But if we do, it'll be part 7 of the encoded codes that are now being activated through certain astrological signs, producing fearful sights and signs in the heavens. It's all right. It's already been recorded. It's in the newspaper, but you haven't read it. Your government don't want you to know about it. They want to keep you eating, drinking, and being merry. Just like it was in the days of Noah when he shut the door. It's too late. Ethel's done streaked across the screen. Don't look, Ethel. Ethel, you won't have a chance to see Ethel. When you see her, she'll be a bright, burning star. She's going to light up. She's going to intensify. She's coming into view. The Heavenly Father will turn the light back on in this dungeon, this demonic planet. And it's going to be spectacular, fearful. And then Satan say, "Hello, Earth. Daddy's back. I've been gone so long. It's so nice to see y'all." And the world will open its arms and worship Satan as God himself as he takes up his temple throne. He's going to play it just like it's written in the Bible. And you idiots that don't know your maker, that have not been programmed in the digital time codes by the master programmer, if your name ain't on the Lamb's Book, you're going to worship Satan and his angels that are beyond planet Earth. They're going to be real. You're real, and they're real. Why should they be just little figments of your imagination? You've been taught too many Sunday school scenarios by these silly women that get up and, or silly men, both, get up and talk. Comment tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. 7-2. You can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. And my brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Give us some help. We need you. Contact these two call numbers or call me. Give us some support. Preach this gospel. I'll preach it to you just like you always laid it out to me. I'll show you these mysteries. Very few people are preaching the truth. You really want the truth? It's not what you've been taught. It goes against most everybody's thinking. But ladies and gentlemen, I'll assure you, that Yahweh is real, and so is Satan. He's tangible. Yahweh himself's tangible. He's got a body just like you've got. He's got wounds, and he's coming back to prove who he is and where he's been. The only difference is Satan has been hid. He's been here. He's done his dirty work. And then Yahweh throwed him out of the universe. Put him on a wayward planet that I've talked about here tonight. And it's coming back into a neighborhood near you. Fearful signs, Luke 21:11. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. I got to get off here. My time is coming gone. And Yahweh's grace and Yahweh's mercy be upon you until, now that's until he returns and he calls his children by name. That'll be a happy day. Let's get a little of this Yahweh coming your way. I'll see you tomorrow night at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Yahweh's blessings to all of the hosts. And I love you.
Short will call, no, he went up there.